Sorry about last night, and let's continue. So what we talked about last time was the Mahalach of the Yetzer Hara, that he does not expect people to, you know, go all the way and follow him completely right away on the first, you know, immediately come and follow the Yetzer Hara all the way. It goes slowly. He finds a way to enter, and once he enters a little bit, then he takes over and he conquers you. And that's the Mahalach of the Yetzer Hara. So there's the Ois Vav in Perek Dalet. He says like this. Ein li Yetzer Hara, ein Yetzer Hara shoyre ela b'makom pagum l'chein nimshal l'zvav. So the going here is referring to a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas is the Gemara in Brachas of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph in the bottom. The Gemara says, Omar Rav. Rav says, Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara is doime lezvub. It's like a fly. She'eino v'yoyshev ben shnei miftechei alev. And it sits between the heart, between the two chambers of the heart. She'nemar zvub emavis yavish yabi Hashem nerkeach. So they're going to try to understand what's the muscle of the Yetzer Hara to a zvuv, to a fly. What's the shaychus between Yetzer Hara and the zvuv? So, by the way, zvuv is begematria 17, which is begematria toiv. And like we said, Yetzer Hara sometimes is toiv for us. Because a person can conquer it, he's supposed to serve Hashem with the Yetzer Hara also. And sometimes the greatest schar comes from working with the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara could be toif. It's gematria zvuv. But there is a, the Goyin says like this, where do flies hang around?
Schmutz,
garbage, bad smelling stuff. That's where all of a sudden there's a lot of flies crowd that area. So he says, the zvuv is there. Where was the zvuv till now? It was somewhere, but it wasn't noticeable until. So he says, the zvuv, it needs to find something to latch onto. But if there's nothing to latch onto, then he's tame. He's not in your way. So the Yetzer Hara needs to find that thing, that garbage within the person, that bad smelling spoiled area, and say, oh, that's the place. It says that's the muscle of the zvuv. Like we're saying, once the person gives in a little bit, oh, the HR says, okay, this is a place I can hang around here. So the person already, you know, botched up one area, he messed up one thing. So now, okay, that's bad, that's a little spoiled. He's a little bit, you know, finished in that area. He's not doing that well. Then comes the zvuv. But that's the Yetzer Hara. That's what he wants to say. Kishmak pshat in the Gemara. There's a lot of pshat in this Gemara. That's what he wants to say, is the Ikra pshat in the Gemara. Ein Yetzer Hara shor el b'makom pogum. It's a place that is already pogum. She'ein asher el gabi makom ra. And therefore he says, v'atzadikim einam manichim es atzvam. The tzaddikim do not allow themselves lehispatois to become followers miyetzarav, the yetzarav, v'il kuchot hasayra, even a little bit. Why? Because they know that if they follow the yetzarav just a little bit, that gives an opening for the yetzarav to continue. You can never give in even a little bit. You give in a little bit, bam. So keep fighting. Otherwise, it's over. And he says, this is the big taina against the excuse that some people want to have. Some people want to make an excuse that to say, Einam yecholim la'avid es Hashem, I cannot do it. And he's gabros ha-yetzar, the yetzar is too strong. The answer is, the yetzar is not too strong. You're giving him the power to do it. You're giving him the place to feed. Well, a guy calls up an exterminator and says, I have a major fly problem. So the guy says, look, you try to do what you can. use the spray and this, and because nothing I can do. I cannot get rid of the flies. So he calls up another guy and he says, what's going on with the flies? Where are they? So he says, they're always hanging around that area. So he says, have you cleaned it lately? So no, how about you clean the area off? And then if you clean the area off, let's see if they go away. Kahava cleans off the area and the flies go away. So it's not the fact that the Yitzhara is too strong. It's the fact is that the Yitzhara, it's not that it's too strong, it's that we're giving it a place to live off of. There's too much within us that gives the room for the Yitzhara to grow. It's like so we have to clean up our act so that the Yitzhara cannot develop himself further there. That's what he's learning. Very, very fascinating shot. Okay, now we did already some of the other Oisius, Zayin Ches. So now he starts talking about the other way around, about Aliyah. Till now we were talking about that, how a person falls. So a person falls because he let too much room for the Yitzhara to develop themselves, right? Okay, so that's, what about to grow? So I think we've all heard B'shem the Gra, and this is where it is right here. The Gra says famously that life is like walking up a down escalator. If you can walk it up, you can make it up. You can make it up, but you're only going to make it up if you never stop walking. The minute you stop walking, you're going down again. The only way you make it up the down escalator is if you keep walking up. You keep walking up, so then, but the way the world is, the world is going down. The world's hashkafa, the world's philosophy, the world's values, a person just going to stay where they are. They're not staying where they are. They're going down. They're distancing themselves from spirituality, and they are empowering their guf over their neshama, because naturally we're shy to the guf. So naturally, we're just going to keep on giving into the guf. So the person says, no, I'm okay. Look, the Goyim said not to give room for the Yitzhara. I'm not giving room for the Yitzhara. I'm good. No, you have to keep going up. If you don't go up, you're automatically going down. And that's what he said before. Remember, we ended up last time. Not doing mitzvahs is also a Pesach for the Yitzhara. It's not just doing Averis. So you have to be passively go. Now he's taking it a step further. Even just staying the same is already an opening for the Yitzhara. Because the Yitzhara is that power within ourselves to just do what naturally we want to do. And no, you got to go up. So he says, "Im ein ha'adam mishtadel la'alois tamid." If a person does not put forth effort, mishtadel la'alois tamid, to keep going up, mala, every step al karchoi, no matter what, yerid matamata, is going to go down. If a person does not go up, he will go down. That's up to going. Where's this going from? Remember, we said that the Sefer Aaron Shlema brings goings from all over. Where is this going from? So this going is from Mishlei, and it's an incredible pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says the following: Oirach Chaim, the way of life, lemaila lemaskil, is up for a maskil, someone who thinks. For a thinking person, Oirach Chaim lemala, the way of life is lemala, leman, so that sur mishol mata, so that he runs away from going down to the Sha'ol. So the going to question is, you have to go up, not to go down. It says, Oira Chaim Lamala, the way of life is to go up. Laman, so that Sur Sha'ol Mata, you don't go down. So this is Mefurish in the Pasuk, this idea that the way of the world is you got to go up. And if you don't go up, you're going down. So according to the going, and he says that's what it means. That is famously, I think many people know this part, famously the Goyim comments that's why it says the pasuk in Yechezkel says v'nasati l'chama halchim ben ha'oim dim ha'ela, that a person is called a mehalas, he's walking, as opposed to an angel is called an oimid, standing in one place, because an angel does not have this problem, because he doesn't have a natural tendency to go down. Because he has no guf. He has nothing bringing him down. So the angel could stay steady for many years. He doesn't have to do anything to stay on his level. But the person is a mahalach. He's walking. You're always walking. The question is which direction, up or down. But a person is never staying in one place. The minute that he's going down, why is he not doing a mitzvah at that point? What is he doing? The second that he's not going up, he's going down. Rabbi Yashiv's son-in-law, we had a Hanukkah mesiba one time in Eretz Yisrael. So we had a mesiba with all the alumni, Pesach Yeshiva, the yeshiva I was in. So we had a Hanukkah mesiba, and Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, who is Rabbi Yashiv's son-in-law, spoke to us about Rabbi Yashiv at the mesiba. That was the drasha. So he said, Rabbi Yashiv, he was describing his daily schedule, and he's describing his hasmada, and he's describing everything. It's just like unbelievable. But he said that he noticed that Rabbi Yashiv, of course, he did not own a couch. That's pasha. He didn't own a couch. Because what's a couch? You relax. He says, either he's sleeping in a bed or sitting on a chair working, learning. What's a couch? What are you doing on a couch exactly? Right? So a couch is a chefta of just hefkeris. Like, I'm not doing anything right now. Don't bother me. I'm on the couch. Right? So.
That's the only piece of furniture I would own.
Yeah, exactly. So Rabbi Yashiv didn't own a couch. Okay, fine. But he said, besides that, he also didn't own a pair of slippers. He did not own slippers. So he asked him, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said, why doesn't the Rav own slippers? So he says, Pam ra'ita chayal she'olech li'milchama im na'alei bayit. You ever saw a soldier go to war with slippers? He said, go to war? You're sitting in your house. What are you talking about? So he said his father-in-law, every minute of life was a battle. He never let up for a moment. I mean, there was never a moment like, okay, I'm done. I can put on my slippers. I'm working my whole life until I go to sleep. Then I go to sleep. But what slipper? I don't wear slippers either when I'm going to sleep. When I'm sleeping, I'm sleeping. When I'm working, I wear shoes. Well, what's the slippers? The slippers is, I'm taking it easy right now. So that's exactly the Zvar from the Goy. Now, obviously, that's the Gadol Ador Echad B'Doyrei, this thing. Like they used to say about Rav Nochum Partzavitz, he would learn the Ben Zman. These people, they learn the whole day anyway. So what's the difference between Ben Zmanim and the Zman itself? So he says, Ben Zmanim wears slippers. But he's still learning the exact same thing he's learning the whole time during the Zman. But no, Ben Zmanim wears slippers. Right? So Rabbi Yashiv, his entire life was B'milchama. There's no letting up. So Lamaisa, this is what the Goyin is saying. There's a constant battle. We are constantly going somewhere. Now, for some people, they're relaxing and it is. I'm just saying the picture of the Gadol Hador. I'm not saying what we should, where we, I'm not, making a couch collection tonight, going around, But the point is, I'm just saying that's really what life is, if you think about it, right? Every moment, there's an avoida at that moment to be doing. And you have to know what the avoida is at that moment. So there's no room for relaxation, supposedly. But that's, anyway, that's the extreme version of this. But that's what he's saying. Im'ein ha'adam mishtada la'alois tamid ma'ala ma'ala al-karcha yeirin mata mata. If we're not working to go up, we are not on the trajectory of up, we are on the trajectory of down. Okay, we have no choice. We can't stay in between. All right. So that's the story. And then, Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Shkoyach, everybody, for coming.
Thank you, Ron.
Nice to have David back on the scene.
Thank you. I'm back in the wagon.
You're back. You're back in the scene. Okay, good. Okay. Thank you. Good to see you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Shkoyach. Good night. Good night. We'll see you.
That was Givaldic. If I didn't eat-